Good morning.
In the month of April, we celebrate the birth of baby Buddha, the future Buddha Siddhartha Gautama Shakyamuni. This year, April the 8th, marked the specific day in which we are able to do so. At Hiro Honganji, we had a special service, an infants group in Ishitori Rite, along with a special service which celebrated the birth of the historical Buddha and the Dharma. We already know that the life of Buddha Shakyamuni, shrouded in both history as well as legend, fact, and myth, was born about the period between 536 and 483 BC. We also know that in the modern century, the scientific study of the Buddha through archaeology has rapidly gained great interest. Traditional biographies that do exist weave historical as well as legendary events together. What we know is the Buddha's given name, Siddhartha, which means goal or desire accomplished. His family's name was Gautama or Gautama, which means sacred or high cow. The sacred cow is a prominent icon and a symbol, literally, that is worshipped in Hinduism. Even in modern-day India today, the cow walks about, feeds, and does whatever it wishes in the streets of India. The title Shakyamuni means the sage of the Sakyas, because Shakyamuni Buddha is believed to have descended from a noble family of the Sakya tribe of northeastern India. The Sakyas were likely a local clan, part of a larger kingdom of Magadha. We know also later in history that the Sakya clansmen were to be destroyed by the larger Kosala kingdom. The birth of the Buddha is generally placed by scholarship to be in an area called Lumbini, located in a region that is now present-day Nepal. The early tradition depicts a tale that his mother Maya miraculously gave birth from her right side as a result of a dream of being impregnated by a great white elephant. The newborn infant was capable of walking 7 steps in all directions and is said to have declared that he was the most honored one in this world. Soon after 7 days, his mother, Queen Maya, died. Historically, however, nothing certain is really known of Siddhartha's childhood. The legend goes on to say that Suddhodana, his father, was told by a seer that his son would either be a universal monarch or a Buddha. To prevent him from becoming a Buddha, Suddhodana tried to insulate Siddhartha from the real world. By the age of 16, his father reputedly presented this young man, with a host of dancing girls. Siddhartha was also to marry at this time. From this marriage, he had a son, Rahula, a name which means obstacle, and who later became the Buddha's disciple. In accord with the legend, up to the age of 29 years old, the young Siddhartha lived a life of utter luxury and ease. At the age of 29, however, Siddhartha, jolted out of his worldly ease by the sight of people suffering from old age, sickness, and death, aroused within him an inspiration to renounce his worldly status, to become a monk after seeing an ascetic. For thousands of years, even up to the present, the perpetual forest ascetics have lined the religious fabric of Indian society and culture in their quest for enlightenment. Despite the extensive accounts around Siddhartha's meditative experiences, it is clear that he was an exceptionally receptive and reflective person. Thus, with joyful youth departing from him, arose in his maturity a profound quest, a desire to go beyond the conditions of human birth, old age, disease, and death. He was to be awakened to a state of spiritual peace and tranquility beyond birth and death. Once this resolve was firmly planted in the heart of this young man, he would never turn back. Tradition maintains his search took him over a period of 6 years under several prominent teachers, while gaining doctrines and practices from each and all of them. He was not to be thoroughly convinced of his own transformation. Joining 5 companions, he engaged in the most rigorous of ascetic disciplines, having been even taken to the very brink of death. However, drawn back to life, Siddhartha struck out on his own and with renewed determination entered deep meditation and under a banyan or bodhi tree. For 49 days he sat and meditated. Thus it is recorded, as a new dawn met the Indian skies, Gautama Siddhartha became the enlightened one. This spiritual awakening was captured in the words of the following poem. Through worldly rounds of many births ran my course, but did not find, seeking the builder of the house, painful is birth again and again. House builder, I behold thee now, again a house thou shalt now build. All thy rafters are broken, the rich pool also destroyed. My mind its elements dissolved, the end of all cravings have been attained. Having gained insight into the true nature of existence, Shakyamuni at first hesitated to declare his message to others, because it was too subtle. The legend further relates, only to the urging of the Hindu gods was he able to devote himself to teaching others to attain the self-realization. His former companions, he won over to outline the distinctive features of his spiritual awakening. These teachings were purported to be the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma, or the first sermon of the Buddha. Gautama Siddhartha, a process of gaining enlightenment, spanned over 6 years, and at the age of 35, he had become a Buddha, an awakened one. Thus, an amazing spiritual career spanning 45 years. The Buddha Shakyamuni shared and discussed his teachings freely with all who chose to listen. The Buddha passed away at the age of 80 years old, approximately 483 BC. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.